Everybody, it is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, give me 1 second, y'all. One second. It is a great day to be alive. I am appreciative to all of you for being here. I am appreciative for all of you being here. And any day above ground zero is a great day to be alive. If you would do me a favor, especially our mods, if you would invite and share for me. I got a little behind today. Be on Instagram in a minute. One second. It is definitely I need to say this publicly because I say it privately. I really enjoyed the word that I heard from Prophetess Nina today in the beginning of her broadcast before she started praying for people. I was sitting here writing my message and I was stirred from the word that she gave. I'm not talking about last night. I'm talking about today for her oil spill that she does on Tuesdays and Thursdays live. And I really was blessed from it. If y'all would put some people's names in Facebook, her testimony, we're overcome by testimony. And she blessed me. So if you didn't hear it, and I haven't talked to her because I've been busy. It's not an advertisement, but I just really, we got to learn how to, y'all bring Kimmy J up, y'all. Moderators, can y'all help me? Tony C been in for a minute. Can somebody please? It distracts me. Can y'all help me? If you invited them, that's fine. But I just, all right. We overcome. Tony C is here also. She really encouraged me. You swiped out. Okay. All right. She really encouraged me with her testimony. And those of you that think that you can't be used and you're the black sheep of the family, you need to go listen to that. We're overcome by the blood and the lamb and the words of our testimony. All right. Thank you, Erica. I really enjoyed her today. Enjoy her all the time. Do me a favor on Facebook. Would y'all share, please, on Facebook and TikTok? Man, this week is almost over already. We're in the second quarter. Can somebody tell me today's date? Can you put the numbers of the date in the chat? Look at the calendar in case you don't pay attention. Put the numbers of the date of today. Put today's number of the date that it is today. Huh? Forget Atlanta, 4-4. Huh? 4-4-24. 4-4-24. April. 4-4-24. 4-4. That's his line number. I don't know about that. I know about it from my daughter being an AKA. Alpha Phi. I know what the line is. I'm just being funny. I wanna prophetically, Dr. Paulette, I wanna prophetically, he that has an ear, let him hear. Hey, Mariah, so proud of you. You've done what I've been wanting to do for years. I am so proud of you. Made that major move to Florida. April showers. Let it rain, let it rain. Let it rain, let it rain, let it rain. Somebody that's ready, put in that let it rain, let it rain. Let it rain, let it rain. April showers. Let it rain. Amazing. Let it rain. There is a proverb. TikTok. There is a proverb that says March winds. March winds. March winds. April showers bring forth May flowers. That was recorded in 1886. March winds. March winds. And April showers brings forth May flowers. March winds. March winds. March winds. And April showers brings forth May flowers. March winds. Kind of sound like life, huh? Kind of sound like, thank you, firefighter, for the badges. Kind of sounds like life, don't it? Winds, showers, flowers. The saying April showers brings May flowers itself actually originates from the United Kingdom, where April for them is one of the most soggy months based on the position of the jet stream. It is said that this will be the highest hurricane year on record. They're predicting 11 hurricanes. Five will be catastrophic. I just saw this on the news. Since this area typically has a cooler climate, the lower temperature in the United Kingdom often push back the appearance of flowers to late April or early May. Ladies and gentlemen, let me announce to you that some things that you've been expecting because of the April showers, they've just been pushed back. The phrase is also believed to come from an early poem. That line goes, sweet April showers, sweet April showers, do bring May flowers. April showers brings May flowers. Y'all ain't caught it yet. It's okay. It's a popular saying. This is when the last part of the snow turns into rain. As the temperature climbs and increased rain showers, activity sparks the beginning of flowers and plants really start blooming. So goes the natural, so goes the spiritual. Somebody got it. Jamaica got it. Winds, showers, flowers. Winds, sh- showers than flowers. Somebody might be saying, I wish it stopped raining so much. The month of April traditionally is a rainy period. Gives away to May, and when flowers will bloom and become of the water provides them by the April. Flowers, seeds need water. It could be uncomfortable, provides the basis of a period of maybe unhappiness. Let me give you a reason to shout about what I'm talking about, Joy. Rain in the Bible is a sign of blessings. Just as the rain brings needed nutrients, rain brings nutrients so that the flowers or the seeds can grow. Rain brings nutrients from the sky. God's blessings gives what we need for us to thrive. We can't thrive unless there is some rain. Flowers and plants, and y'all, I thought y'all would be a little more excited. Let me close this room, and I'm gonna start another because I think I got to the wrong people. Huh? Not only that, but he wants us to feel absolutely drenched with his blessings. His desire for us is to be constantly refreshed, growing, fruitful, and healthy. So God, when we hear rain, it is significant because it means blessings are falling. Ladies and gentlemen, when we say April showers, that means it is time for everything that we've been praying for to grow in our lives. Huh? April showers. Huh? God showers us with blessings. He never holds back leaves. Huh? His blessings are fulfillment of all his promises. Ladies and gentlemen, as we are in April, we are asking God. I hear something. I don't hear it in the natural, Erica. But I hear something, Joy. And I hear something. Y'all not saying nothing. I hear something. I hear the drops. Huh? I hear a sound. Huh? And it's a sound like an abundance of rain that's coming. Rain. I'm done. Rain is necessary. Huh? Melodies from heaven. Rain on us. Rain down on us. Rain on. We need send down the rain, send down the rain, send down the latter rain, send down the rain, send down the rain, huh? That British saying, April showers brings May. After each rain that you consider being bad, Lord, it's raining. I can't enjoy myself. That is a That is a need. Rain is necessary. A farmer who is nowhere near water. You don't appreciate rain unless water is scarce in your area. Woo! Y'all ain't got to say nothing now. You didn't hear what I said. A farmer who is planting seed and flowers and he is excited for the rain to come because there is no irrigation. Y'all not saying nothing, huh? Rain, huh? Rain is significant in the time of drought. Some of you, the Lord told me to say to some of you, Kimmy, that you have been in a drought. But thank God for April the 4th. I hear a sound. Huh? Oh God. You done got your license, Erica. And oh God. Oh God, Erica. Huh? You will appreciate the rain when you got seed in the ground. You can have seed in the ground and no rain. Let me stop. I don't know where I got this loudness from. You can have seed in the ground and no rain. You ain't got no seed in the ground. You ain't got nothing to be excited for. Because if there ain't no seed in the ground, then you ain't going to get no May flowers. But William Murphy says, I got a seed in the ground. Huh? Ain't nobody excited but those that got that been sowing in tears. I'm done. This is 20 minutes. Huh? I've been sowing in tears so I can reap in joy, but it needs some rain. Where there is no rain, there will be no harvest. So send down the rain of April showers. On this April 4th, the fourth month. The fourth month is significant because it brings rain. March brings winds. April brings showers. And May brings flowers. Leviticus 26 and 4. Dr. Paulette, are y'all listening to me? Leviticus 26 Leviticus 26 and 4. I will send you rain in its season. I will send you rain. When? In its season. Gregory, when I'm going to send rain? In its season. I'm going to send rain in its season. You got to know when the season is changing. You got to know the fourth month, things are changing. It's considered spring. Y'all not saying nothing. Things are changing. The coldness is leaving. Huh? This is the season for rain. Let me read it again, because this is where the shout is. Y'all ready? I didn't read the whole thing. I will send you rain in this season, and the ground will yield, Erica, its crops and the trees and their fruit. You can't get a harvest until you get some rain. Sometimes rain brings darkness, but it's necessary. Because too much sunlight on the crop will burn it. Sunlight is necessary for growth, but too much of it, it will burn. Y'all, I hate when y'all like this. I hate when y'all like this. I don't like this. Cause I feel like, you know, when the preacher is excited about a word, and then the people, I will send the rain. This is a prophetic word. I will send the rain in season, and the ground will yield its crop. Every April, it rains. Huh? And after the rain comes the flowers. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the season of the rain. Huh? This is the season of the blessings. I sense it, Heidi. I feel it. Huh? Those of you that have been watching me, you'll notice I feel good. I feel good because I'm losing excess weight. I'm on a journey. Huh? And I just feel good. I will send you rain in its season, and the ground will yield its crops and the trees their fruit. I don't care what you've been through in the last season. It's a new season. When we crossed over to April, it's time for the rain. I don't care how dry things been in your life. Huh? I don't care how dry we mod Corey and we mod Shakim, y'all. I don't care how dry things have been. Huh? Tiffany? God said it's time for rain. Asia, please come up. It's time for rain. Huh? Asia, we had a conversation the other day. We text and we had a conversation. And I got to thinking deep and deep about what we talked about. And the Lord confirmed in my spirit, he said, every time that I have blessed you, it's never been from the places that you sowed into. It's time for the rain, Asia. God's getting ready to rain in your life. I know you just lost your dad, huh? But after every traumatic thing, God comes to confirm that he still loves us, and it's time for the rain. I will send you rain in its season. What season are we in? We're in the season of the rain. We're in the season of the rain. He said, I will send rain in its season, and the ground will yield its crops and trees. If it's been raining in your life, it is time. It is the season for rain. 10 people put it in the chat, TikTok, everywhere. It's the season of rain. Psalm 72 and 6. Psalm 72 and 6. Psalm 72 and 6. May he be like rain falling on a mowed field, like showers watering the earth. In his days, may the righteous flourish, watch this, and prosperity abound till the moon is no more. Until the dark places are gone. The moon represents darkness. May he be like falling rain on a mowed field, like showers watering the earth. In the days, may the righteous flourish and prosperity abound. Rain. Rain. No. We're not saying rain, go away. We're saying let it rain. And then I kept studying. Erica, I'm halfway done. And I found Amos 4 and 7. I found Amos 4 and 7. Facebook. I found Amos 4 and 7. huh? Joy, Laura, Betty. I found Amos 4:7. If you getting this message, put a one in the chat. I know it's a little different today. Huh? Amos 4:7 says, I also withheld the rain from you when the harvest was 3 months away. I sent rain on one town, but I withheld it from another. One field had rain, and none, another had none and dried up. Hold on. I said, God, Corey, I said, God, what are you talking about? Huh? See, y'all be ahead of me sometime. I said, God, he said, read it again. He said, I also withheld the rain from you when the harvest was still 3 months away. And then I said, what are you talking about? He said, read it. He said, but read it with your spiritual eye. I said, okay, God. You withheld rain, but you sent rain to another town. But you withheld it from another. And one field had rain and another. I said, wait a minute, God, what are you talking about? That's like you proportioned or you distributed the rain where you wanted it to rain so that there could be a harvest where you wanted it to rain. He said, yep, he said, yep. I talked to God like this. I don't care. I don't care what y'all think about my relationship with God. This is how I talk. I said, okay, God. He said, this is likened to those who have planted. There's no need for me to send rain when there has not been any planting. There's no need for me to send blessings. Y'all not saying nothing. And ain't nobody got no vision. What I'm giving them a harvest for, and they ain't got no dream, they ain't got no vision, they ain't got no aim. I send rain for the harvest of those who have plans, visions. Because where there is a vision, there is provision. So if you're wondering why it's not raining in certain places and it's raining in other places, somebody put in the chat right now, stop, let's have a break. Everybody that's watching me, listening to me all over, huh? I need you to put in there, let it rain. Huh? Let it rain. Let it rain. Let it rain. Come on, TikTok. Let it rain. Facebook, let it rain. You want to know why it ain't raining? Blessings ain't coming your way. It's because there has to, I told y'all, y'all think I forget what I said. I told y'all Tuesday, in the month of April, there has to be movement. Let it rain. Let it rain. Oh, I will rejoice. Let it rain. Let it rain. There has to be movement. He ain't about to give you blessings and let it rain and you ain't did nothing. You ain't expecting nothing. You, huh? He ain't giving it to you just for another purse. He ain't giving it to you for another car. He said, I need you. I'm sending rain where there is vision. Amos 4:7. I also withheld the rain from you when the harvest was still 3 months away. I sent rain on one town, but withheld it from another town. One field had rain, and another one dried up. One field had rain, but another one, you're going to be right next to somebody, and you're going to be so blessed. And because you got, y'all not saying nothing. Get ready to make it rain. I got a couple more scriptures. I kept studying about this rain, and I went to Ezra 10:13. Erica J, all y'all Ericas, Charles. And I saw in the book of Ezra 10:13. Ezra 10:13. But there are many people here, and it is the rainy season, so we cannot stand outside. Huh? It's the rainy season. Huh? There are many people here. Huh? Harris, good to see you. Huh? There are many people here, and it is the rainy season. It's the rain. Somebody put in there, it's the rainy season. So we cannot stand outside, because rain is referred to as blessing. And rain always comes after a drought. Rain always comes. Blessings always come. Are y'all hearing me? It's a symbol of God's love. It's when God washes things and cleanses things and grows things. Let's go to Job 5 and 8. Huh? Somebody say, let it rain. It's my rainy season. It's my rainy season. I've been through a drought, but it's my rainy season. I've been through a dry season, but it's a rainy season. Huh? Things have been a little hot for me and scorching, but it's now my rainy season. I've had some tough times, but it's my rainy season. I made some bad choices, but it's my rainy season. I hung around some wrong people, and I noticed that things dried up. They dried up my resources. They dried up my love. Huh? They dried up my business. The Lord had some people detached from you, and you detach from them. And now he's about to let it rain. Job 5 and 8. But as for me, I would seek God. And I would place my cause before God, who does great and unsearchable things, wonders without number. He gives rain on the earth and sends water on the fields. Unsearchable things. Wonders without. Job considered rain as unsearchable and a wonder. Because when people talk in the Bible days, they talked in the sense of there were no supermarkets. They lived off the field. Are y'all listening to me? So when they talk in the sense of farming. Woo, I'm teaching in here. And so for them to be in a place, Lord have mercy, where there was no irrigation, there was no dampness, there was no seaports. It was unsearchable, and it was a wonder to look up in the sky, and God would cause rain to come from the heavens and saturate what they put in the ground. I was born to preach. Has anybody recently, of course you haven't, thought about how great rain is? May when you step out the door, the next drop of rain you see, may you stand right there and begin to praise God for the unsearchable thing, huh? That falls from the heavens. And said, there go my blessings falling. Next time you see rain, may you remember this message, Alma. That rain represents blessings. Isaiah, oh, bless me now. Two more scriptures, I'm done. Isaiah, joy. Isaiah 44 and 3 and 4. Isaiah 44, Dr. Paulette, April 4th, 2024, Isaiah 44. For I will pour out water. For I will pour out water. For I will pour out water. Read, sir. I will pour out water. I love this team. I love y'all so much. You got one writing all the notes. You got one putting the scriptures up for you. Huh? I love it here. For I will pour out water on the thirsty land. Huh? For I will pour out water on a thirsty land. For I will pour out water on a thirsty land. For I will pour out water, hallelujah, on a thirsty land. Huh? And for I will pour out water, prophesied Bishop Davis. On the third, y'all not saying, for I will pour out water. I'm done. Huh? Huh? For I will pour out water. He who is thirsty, let him come and drink. For I Shekim, I'm so glad that I'm not an average preacher, that I just can only preach one way. I'm so glad that I was around an old man that taught me the fundamentals of preaching and how to get in the text. But I'm also so glad that I was around a man by the name of Bishop Paul Morton. Y'all not saying that. My grandfather planted Bishop Morton Water, and God gave the increase. I'm so glad that I was around a man, huh, that had the spirit of word. And then I'm so glad that I studied men and women of God who taught faith, who knew how to put. I'm so glad I have a pastor right now that teaches just like Jesus did in prayer. I'm so glad that I know how to prophesy the word in addition to preach. Because some people are one-dimensional. Ain't no telling what you're going to get in here when you come in here. Huh? Huh? For I will pour out water, he that's thirsty. Huh? Come let him drink. Huh? I'm gonna pour out water. If look like your blessings have not been flowing, huh? This is the month. This is the month. Huh? This is the month. Huh? That your blessings are getting ready to pour out. Your harvest is coming in May. Y'all get ready. Because the rain is falling this month. Huh? But the harvest, woo! You need rain for the harvest. The seed today is 44:24 or 88:48. The seed today on this fourth month, fourth day of the 24th year is 44:24. Are you doubling? Huh? For I will pour out water in the thirsty land and streams on the streams. Whenever you see streams, that is a type of, I'm giving you streams of prosperity. I'm giving you streams. Shata my soul. Huh? In the Garden of Eden, there were streams. Corey, I don't know if he's still here. The Lord say streams of income. You've told your testimony, but God is going to rain and streams. I will pour out my spirit on your offsprings and blessings and blessings and blessings and blessings and blessings. Do you know after 20 years of marriage, the God began, every time I went through something as relates to relationship, God always, I don't know what it is, he always produced something greater in my life. I didn't see it. I'm going to pour out. It may seem dry now, but I'm going to pour out. Somebody say congratulations. Corey, and my name be Gregory Michael Davis, and I don't know if you've already got in your mind, but God said, I'm giving you so many streams that you're going to need people to watch over the streams of income. He said, I'm going to give you streams on the dry ground. I'm going to give you streams on the dry streams. People will begin to call you. The freedom that you're going to receive to make decisions, the freedom that you will receive to be able to make decisions and to move freely. He said, I'm giving you streams, and the Spirit of the Lord will pour out on your offsprings, and my blessings will be upon your descendants. They will spring up like grass in the meadows, like poplar trees by flowing streams. Hey! Naomi! Streams of businesses. I don't know who in here you've been looking at franchise. Rejoice, Joy, because this retirement that you don't really want to do is getting ready to yield streams of income. Hallelujah. God promises Isaiah. And for us too, Corey, the descendants, our descendants, he wants to rain down blessings on us and our descendants, Erica. His desire for us, Kimmy, is to be refreshed and fruitful as a lush, as meadow grass growing by flowing streams. Bishop, why you be laughing? Because man, oh man, oh man. Somebody released that seed today of 44:24. 44:24 in the month of April rain. It seems like everything been going in the wrong direction for some of you. Don't worry. Be patient. If everything been going in the wrong direction for you, listen, Kimmy, If everything been going in the wrong direction for you, be patient. Huh? April showers are going to bring May flowers. April showers are going to bring May flowers. Kimmy? Some of you say, I know the situation I'm living in right now is difficult, but April showers. Glory to God. Oh my God. I want to get up and run. Huh, Terry Ann. April showers. Terry Ann. April showers. Terry Ann. I hear the Lord saying that April is going to be your month of transition. You see, when we say, I hear a sound of abundant blessings, it was a time of transition. The prophets of Baal, they had just, it was a drought season. And when the man of God stood up and said, I hear a sound, and the servant went and looked seven times and there was nothing. And then he saw the size of a man's hand. For Elijah to prophesy rain when there was a drought going on. God always speaks the opposite of what's going on in your life. Did y'all just hear what I just said? God always speaks the opposite of what's going on in your life. He calls for rain. Make sure if you're sowing that seed, you put that 24 in there. 44-24. Dollar sign, Greg Davis 10. Some of you are going to double it. Some of you are going to double it. Make sure you put that 24. 44-24. Thank you, Jesus. Some of you are going to double it to 44-80, to 88-48. I know the doctor done diagnosed you with something, but God said April showers are going to bring May flowers. Bishop, I want to move. I know April showers. I want to move, Bishop. I know April showers. April showers. Erica, can you come on TikTok? If you can, and put in the Cash App for me, if you would. April showers. Shakim, Lens of Faith. Bishop, you don't know what I'm going through. It's April showers. Lens of Faith, I hear the Lord saying he's washing away everything for the last 90 days. You kept moving. April showers. April showers. April showers. Let it rain. It's April showers. Why you keep saying that? Because I'm speaking blessings. It's April showers. It's April showers. It's April showers. It's April showers. Those of you, Alma, all of you that are watching on TikTok, $GregDavis10. $GregDavis10. You're sowing that 44-24. Those of you on Clubhouse, those of you on Facebook. Terry Ann, I want you to stretch. I want you to stretch yourself. April showers brings May flowers. I want that proverb. I want that to have a different meaning to you all this April. I want you not to complain about the rain. Okay, how much it rained, I don't want you to complain about the rain. You're cursing the blessing of God. I don't want you to complain about the rain. Because the rain is bringing Mayflowers. I was in middle preaching last night on prayer call. And suddenly something in my spirit, as I talked about the revelation of April showers bring Mayflowers. Some said, boy, do you know what you're talking about? That when the rain falls, it hits whatever is planted. And it brings up the harvest. Thank you, Erica. It brings up the harvest. So it's got to rain. Rain is necessary in your life. I'm done. The Lord bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm done. Sweet Jesus. I'm done. I'm done. Huh? Next time you out in the rain and you want to complain, start singing in the rain. I preached a message at my church years ago. I'm singing in the rain. I'm dancing in the rain. Huh? I'm dancing in the rain. I'm singing in the rain. I'm praising, glory to God, in the rain. Huh? Next time the rain fall down and you walk outside, I'm singing in the rain. What a glorious, y'all don't know about that. I'm singing in the rain. Because the rain is bringing me, woo! I can't, Lord, it's raining. That signifies blessing, growth. The ways to give today, that 4424. Fred Astaire. Fred Astaire, Corey. Whole video. It's a whole movie. Singing in the Rain. Ginger Rogers and Fred Astaire. That's right. I believe I'll look at that video today just to remind. And he just dances in the rain. I'm singing in the rain. Huh? You start saying rain, just dance in it. Somebody looking at you crazy say, you don't know, baby, this mean blessings on my way. Huh? You have no idea. Call me crazy. The ways to give, I'm done. $GregDavis10. 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 PayPal. Thank you, Erica. PayPal. Contact GregDavis@gmail.com. Huh? Giblify, Greg Davis Ministry. Zelle, GregDavisShow@gmail.com. Venmo, GregDavis1. Give your seed. Give your seed. I'm done. Bless you, Miss Jackie. Bless you, Terry. Bless you, Heidi. Bless y'all. I'm singing in the rain. I'm singing in the rain. April showers bring Mayflowers. You're sowing that seed of 4424. The Lord bless you on Facebook. Hallelujah. On YouTube and on X. God bless you. We'll see you next time. you can come over to Clubhouse. Thank y'all so much. You're sowing that seed. You're sowing that seed. Blessings.